Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer. Concerned over his failure to locate Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie, who have mysteriously disappeared, Kerrigan urges Corenti, the chief of the Venice police, to more strenuous efforts. While riding on the canal, Kerrigan's attention is arrested by a gondola whose passenger he recognizes. It is Rudolph Adlon. On the balcony of the Palazzo Mori, a Venetian landmark that has not been occupied for many years, a woman appears. She throws a rose to Adlon, which he deftly catches and raises to his lips. Horrified, Kerrigan recognizes in her the woman known as Zombie, a human corpse, walking among the living. He immediately reports this to Corenti, and no time is lost in searching the palace. However, the search proves fruitless, and having returned to his hotel, Kerrigan is persuaded by Fedya to pay another visit to the palace, since he, Fedya, claims to know its secrets. Kerrigan starts out, and arriving at his goal, finds a trap door which Fedya opens.
Steps leading down. Yes, Signor Kerrigan. Shall we descend?
Where does this passage lead, Fedya?
To the ancient dungeons of the Palazzo Mori.
Come on.
Si, signor.
What a maze of passages. Which one do we take, Fedya?
This one here, to the left. You see, Signor Kerrigan, Venice too has its catacombs.
Shine your torch ahead, Fedya.
Stop. Don't move. Listen. What is it? Someone behind that door. Quickly, we must hide. Here, this niche.
Wait just a minute. I have the key.
Fedya, did you see? It was Coriani and a man.
Si, senor. It is the great Rudolph Adlon.
That woman, Fedya, is leading him to his doom. We must follow. Wait. There they are. Look at her eyes, Fedya. Once before, I've seen eyes like that.
Strange. There seems to be a glow of light around her.
Fedya, have you ever been present when a casket containing a dead body was opened in darkness?
No, senor.
There's a phosphorescent glow around a corpse. That woman, Fedya, is a living corpse.
Spirit of the sun, tell me.
Shh, listen.
I am going to show you a happiness such as you have never known.
Went through that door.
Senor, the glow, it has gone.
Come on, Fedya. We must not lose him. Fedya, they have him. I fear that you and I are the only two living people that heard the death cry of a great dictator.
You must be careful. There is danger ahead.
Yes, follow me. Let me have your flashlight. Fedya. Where are you? He's gone.
Who are you and why have you followed me?
Where has he gone?
To whom do you refer?
To Rudolph Edlin.
Oh, you dream, my friend. Whoever you are, you dream.
You know quite well who I am.
But I do not. Unless, could it be possible that you are Mr. Kerrigan?
No, there's no use trying to trick me.
Well, then, Mr. Kerrigan, if you would be advised by me, you will go back. You are trespassing. I do not advise you to be found here.
So you advise me to go back, huh?
Yes, it is kind of me.
You realize that you're completely in my power. Don't move your hands.
Do you honestly believe that the gun you are pointing at me will help? You are being very foolish.
Perhaps. Step forward. I'll do as you suggest. I will go back. But you'll walk ahead of me.
Suppose I refuse to step forward.
I shall come and fetch you.
You would be mad to attempt such a thing. My advice was sincere. You dare not shoot me unless you propose to commit suicide yourself. And I warn you, one step in my direction will mean your death.
Nevertheless, I shall take that step.
Go back. I shall not warn you again.
It may surprise you, but I'm not the least bit frightened. I'll show you.
Ah! Fool. You may come in now, Fedya.
Signorina is pleased, yes?
Well done, Fedya. The master, too, will be pleased.
I believe Signor Kerrigan was rather foolish to follow me. Yet, his over-anxiousness to find his friends overpowered his better judgment.
There is no need for him to be anxious any longer. Our illustrious master has sealed their fate.
I'm glad to see you feeling yourself again, Kerrigan.
Oh, thank God, Smith, you're alive.
Alive, yes, but not for long, I'm afraid. Well, Petrie, we're together again.
It's been awful here, Kerrigan, waiting for whatever he intends to do to us.
You see, Kerrigan, the chains are long enough to reach that bench, but we can't get within 6 feet of each other.
What's that, Smith?
I don't know. I've been wondering for some time.
You don't think it's some wretched...
No, I don't think it's a human sound. Oh, tell me, Kerrigan, how did you fall into this?
Well, after the police failed in their attempts to find you, I decided to set out on my own. By help of a gondolier, Fedya by name, who told me he knew the secrets of this palazzo, I was led into a secret passage.
I see.
But how did you and Petrie get here?
After Petrie and I retired to my room, we were attacked by several Fu Manchu's men. I saw Petrie lowered out of the window, but I managed to escape.
Yes?
I crouched under your window and heard voices. When I realized that our Datha had paid you a secret visit, I followed her. From then on, my experiences are probably the same as your own. Somewhere in the darkness of the tunnels, I lost trace of her. And suddenly I walked into a room with a lotus flower.
The same room? Did you notice a curious odor of some flower?
Yes, hawthorn blossoms. In that room, I saw her.
You saw whom, Nayland?
A zombie. I sprang forward to seize her, but halfway across the room, the floor gave way. I fell through a trap into a sickly void of hawthorn blossoms and then oblivion.
Yes, I know. Same thing happened to me.
At that moment, Kerrigan, my usefulness ended.
Well, you say you recognized her, Nayland. Who is she?
Petrie? I know this will sound utterly fantastic, but it's quite true. She is, or rather was, Fa Lo Sui, Fu Manchu's daughter.
Yes, Fedya. The council is pleased with your work.
I am honored.
I have called you because I've been instructed to relate your next mission to you.
I am ready.
You are to go to Brownlow Wilton's yacht, the Silver Hills. Take this letter to Lee, whom you know. He will tell you what to do.
I shall not fail.
Go now, Fedya.
I hasten to obey your command.
Ardata!
Yes, Coriani. I must speak to you.
You seem excited, my child.
I have learned that Bart Kerrigan is here.
Bart Kerrigan?
Where is he? I must see him.
What is he to you, Ardata?
He has done nothing.
You are forgetting that he is a friend of Nayland Smith.
Supposing he is, there is no reason why he should die.
It seems to me, Ardata, that you show great concern for Kerrigan's welfare. I trust you remember your oath of allegiance to the Sifan.
I want to be loyal to the master, but I cannot tolerate seeing an innocent man die. I demand
that... You are mad to speak like that.
Mad, am I? Yes, I was mad when I believed you. I came to the Sifan with a heart full of evil thoughts and revenge.
Yes, I know. Revenge for your loved ones. They perished in a bombing raid that General Quinto ordered. I told you then that General Quinto would die. You know the master's aim. Nothing, do you understand? Nothing must stand in his way.
I understand, but...
Listen to me, Aldata. I am fond of you. Yes, I am. Even though I know that you shrink from me and think me a woman without a soul, a murderess.
Crianni, I...
Listen and be warned. Never forget that the Council of the Seven and our master may at any time exercise their right of life and death over every member of the Sifan. Remember what it means to rebel or fail. Think of Alexis. Think of the Green Death. And don't forget that you too may hear the drums of Fu Manchu.
Tell me, Kerrigan, were there any signs of a storm when you came here?
Why, yes, Ned.
Well, why do you ask that, Nayland?
I can find no other explanation for that moaning than the wind blowing through some narrow opening.
Of course you realize, Smith, that Rudolf Adlin's in the hands of Fu Manchu.
Yes, I realize it fully. In fact, I doubt if he's still alive.
I wonder...
What?
I wonder if Adlon is dead. Frankly, I doubt it. If he were out of the way, no doubt Fu Manchu would have devoted some time to us. Now, doesn't it strike you as peculiar that he hasn't been here to gloat over us?
Yes, I've thought of that, and I admit I'm worried. If Adlon has been disposed of, there should be no reason for Fu Manchu to remain in Venice. Unless...
Unless what, Smith?
Remember, Kerrigan, Pietro Monagani was due to arrive today.
Good Lord, you don't think that...
It's possible that he, too, received a warning from the Sifan.
And we can do nothing, Nayland.
No, Petrie, this is one time when we're practically useless.
Smith, perhaps you'll think I'm mad, but I have one hope.
And what's that, Kerrigan?
The girl, our daughter.
Oh, dismiss the thought. After all, it's quite obvious that she was used as bait for the trap into which we've fallen.
Oh, I can't believe that, Smith.
Well, my mind is pretty well made up. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for her.
I see. Shh. Listen.
Footsteps. Well, that's our jailer, Petrie.
I don't think so, Nayland. It's too early for him.
Oh, greetings, Dr. Fu Manchu.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.